We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Padaro marvelous viewers. Padaro means welcome in Gujarati, a language spoken by about 46 million people in India and other countries. It is a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intersat 10 KU band and Intersat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intersat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intersat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, en La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, en Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüe, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprematv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Croatia donates approximately $200,000 in aid to Libya. In cultural news, Uganda's Independence Day is celebrated. In community news, an Indian life insurance company works for a greener planet. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 9, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, His Excellency David William Donald Cameron, born in London, England in 1966. Among Prime Minister Cameron's many priorities are reducing energy consumption, investing in a low-carbon future, and encouraging public participation to enhance local communities and the country. His Excellency is also committed to rebuilding the economy and government reforms to further promote freedom and protect rights. Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellency David William Donald Cameron, for your dedication to bettering the lives of your co-citizens. We respectfully wish you a very happy and graceful birthday with cherished ones.
Fly-in news. Rain sweeps central Somalia. In a report made to online publication All Headline News by local residents of Dusa Marib, capital of the central Somali region of Galgaduud, at least one person had perished and three were injured as of Thursday, October 6th, when a building in which they were seeking refuge collapsed due to torrential rains. The precipitation also resulted in flooding throughout cities such as Gurial to the north, as well as in other towns and villages. Despite the unfortunate incident, residents stated that the rains offered some respite from the drought that has caused a humanitarian crisis in parts of the nation.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is required, saying that emergency funds are available.
Our thankfulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt concern for the Somali people. May such weather extremities subside as humanity's gentler ways help restore the balance of the ecosphere.
Wildfires burn across Nebraska and Minnesota, USA. Dry conditions and high winds are creating extreme fire danger conditions in both states, as more than 12,000 hectares had burned near Juneberry 3 Township in Minnesota as of Friday, October 7th. This fire is one of several that nearly 200 firefighters are working to put out across the state, with another that consumed a home along with hundreds of hectares of vegetation, and still others that have been burning in more remote areas since late August. In nearby Nebraska, one home was destroyed and a person injured after a fire scorched 10,360 hectares in the central part of the state. The blaze, which began Tuesday in Lincoln County, quickly spread through farmland, yards, and trees fueled by gusting winds. The fire also prompted the closure of two state highways as hundreds of firefighters from up to 60 departments, along with many locals, worked overnight in efforts to extinguish the flames.
Our thankfulness for the diligent efforts of all firefighting personnel and volunteers. May such destructive situations be alleviated through our kinder stewardship as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Thank you.
eggs of a hen. To the field I go this morning. Standing tall, I greet the river and mountain. With my young innocent babes in the pond we swim and bathe. Skipping along right behind Mama, young feathers with newly tinged hues, round eyes like tiny beans. Oh, my babies, how adorable you are. For the corn and grains, we're grateful to humans. Every day, happy and carefree, fresh clear water and shady trees, so green the grass in the gentle breeze. Blue sky, wispy clouds, flowing streams, life is like a fairy dream. Thank you, Lord Creator, for these days of peace and safety. Then came an unexpected calamity. A net was suddenly cast upon me, a flash of a shiny blade, a scream muffled in splattering blood. My babies are left behind. Mama's heart is torn and shattered. Please love my children for me. Don't kill them. My precious babies.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 472. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Three women share 2011 Nobel Peace Prize. In an acknowledgement of the vital role played by women toward the goal of democracy and peace, this year's Nobel Peace Prize was bestowed equally among Africa's first democratically elected female head of state, a Liberian pro-democracy activist, and a courageous Yemeni journalist. In recognizing Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, fellow Liberian Ms. Lema Bowie, and Ms. Tawakkul Karman of Yemen, the Nobel Committee cited their exemplary efforts in striving to secure greater safety and rights for all women.
While President Johnson Sirleaf has tirelessly promoted reforms that served as the ideals for which she was elected to now lead the country, fellow Liberian national Ms. Bowie has been acclaimed for her efforts in helping restore harmony during a time of civil conflict, and Ms. Karman, as the first Arab female winner of the award, has been courageously standing up for freedom of speech and human rights to facilitate peaceful change in Yemen.
We join in lauding your remarkable work and achievements, President Johnson Sirleaf, Ms. Bowie, and Ms. Karman. May such noble endeavors as yours inspire us all toward the same for a more uplifted and peaceful world.
Japan approves multi-billion recovery budget. On Friday, October 7th, Japan's cabinet ministers approved the basic outline of a $156 billion U.S. dollar plan intended to revitalize both disaster-hit regions of the country as well as the nation's economy. The funds will go toward endeavors such as helping pay for the relocation of March earthquake and tsunami survivors, as well as creating a fund to rebuild Fukushima Prefecture and other northeast coastal areas. Monies are being obtained through a combination of reduced spending measures, the sale of public assets such as the Postal Service, and possible tax increases. In seeking final approval from the Parliament for what he is calling a full-fledged reconstruction of the nation, Prime Minister Yoshihiko Noda has pledged along with other cabinet members to negotiate in order to reach a unified agreement to proceed. Our sincere accolades, Prime Minister Noda, cabinet ministers, and Japan for your efforts to restore the lives and prosperity of your country. Wishing you the best in attaining the highest goals of all fellow citizens for a once again flourishing Japan.
Japan has more than 2,000 fishing ports. When the March earthquake and tsunami hit, Many of the worst affected communities were coastal towns whose economies were primarily based on the fishing industry. The disaster's cost is estimated at $350 billion U.S., with the fishing and whaling industries among the most heavily damaged. While there is reduced demand for whale meat and significant subsidies needed to continue the activity, the Japanese government is planning to spend a further $27 million U.S. this year for security patrol during whale hunting. Greenpeace Japan Executive Director Junichi Sato stated, "The Japanese government must fully investigate the whale meat scandal, finally end its support for the expensive, unwanted, and unneeded whaling program, and put the money wasted on it into recovering from the March 11 disaster."
Australian actress remembered. On Thursday, October 6th, Oscar and Tony-nominated actress and author Diane Cilento passed away at the age of 78 in Queensland, Australia. The vibrant and talented Miss Cilento was a shining presence on both stage and screen throughout her six-decade career, earning a Tony nomination for her role as Helen of Troy in Tiger at the Gates, as well as an Academy Award nomination for her performance in Tom Jones. Miss Cilento also acted alongside such cinematic greats as Charlton Heston in The Agony and the Ecstasy and Paul Newman in Ombre. She went on to build the Karnak Playhouse, a popular open-air theater located in a Queensland rainforest, and was bestowed a Centenary Medal from the Australian government for her distinguished contributions to the arts. Our deep sympathies to the loved ones of the treasured Miss Diane Cilento. May her soul rest serenely in the grace and love of the divine.
Save Our Planet. Reporting in the first week of October 2011, officials in Thailand, Cambodia, and Laos state that extensive flooding this year has severely impacted staple crops such as rice, with 1 million hectares damaged in Thailand alone.
Save Our Planet. As many as 12 million honeybees within just a 1.5 mile or 2.4 kilometer radius of each other were discovered lifeless in Florida, USA's Brevard County, with preliminary investigation into the deaths, which occurred around September 26, 2011, revealing possible pesticide toxicity.
Warning news. Following an Ohio USA recall of 131,000 pounds of beef due to potentially lethal E. coli contamination, with several people who had fallen ill, another 80,000 pounds of infected meat are recalled during the first week of October 2011 from the states of California, Arizona, and Nebraska.
Hi there. I'm Mariko the Markhor, and I've adopted the earth-saving vegan diet. Here's a tip today for your lawnmower. To remove caked-on grass clippings, you can try using an ice scraper. For hard-to-reach places, a bicycle pump can be helpful. This way, you can protect the mower from metal corrosion. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
Thank you.
In humanitarian news, Croatia donates approximately $200,000 in aid to Libya. The assistance includes medical supplies contributed both by the government and private sources. The mission was organized by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and European Integration of the Republic of Croatia, which provided the funding for the transportation costs. Our earnest gratitude, Croatia, for your generosity. May Libyan brethren soon greet many bright tomorrows with heaven's blessing.
In cultural news, Uganda's Independence Day, honoring its self-rule achieved in 1962, is celebrated today. Situated west of Kenya in eastern Africa, Uganda is known for its amazing scenery and wildlife. Its windy, impenetrable national park is exceptionally biodiverse and is home to almost half the Earth's population of mountain gorillas and many other endangered species. In addition, this United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site is habitat for over 160 types of trees, as well as various species of birds and endemic butterflies. The Rwenzori Mountains National Park, also a World Heritage Site, is known as Mountains of the Moon and is considered one of the continent's most gorgeous alpine regions. It contains unusual flora, including the giant heather. We wish the nature-loving Ugandans a memorable Independence Day. Up next on Noteworthy News, 3,000 employees of an Indian life insurance company help share green practices. We'll go for a quick bicycle ride around the park. Stay tuned for more good tidings news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, encouraging news for a supportive world. In Eco News, an Indian life insurance company works for a greener planet. The more than 3,000 employees of ING Life India participated in a Say No to Plastics campaign, which took place in more than 200 cities. Employees of the Bangalore-based company requested people to take a pledge against using plastics, giving out cloth bags as incentives. Chief Marketing and Strategy Officer at ING Life India, Mr. Yuko Vegter, noted, "As a corporate entity, we have an active role to play towards contributing to the environment. Kudos, Mr. Vegter and ING Life India personnel, for your planet-protecting endeavor. May all governments, businesses, and individuals take significant steps for a cleaner, more sustainable Earth."
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Turkish entitled The Party.
Cimrili ile meşhur bir adam sonunda evinde bir parti vermeye karar verir. Arkadaşlarının birine apartmanın yerini şöyle tarif eder. Yukarıya 5 meye çık, dirseğinle kapının zilini çal. Kapı açılınca içeri girmek için ayağınla kapıyı it. Neden dirseğimi ve ayağımı kullanacakmışım? Hayret yani diye adam cevap verir. Herhalde partiye elin boş gelmeyeceksin.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Kon Dance Drama, the founding of Dabaravati Sri Ayudhya on Enlightening Entertainment. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
I write this sound, Sayam from Thailand.
Nice, Ichana from USA.
Gentle Sayam and Ichana, thank you for your comments. We are delighted to offer our global viewers a glimpse into the richness and exquisiteness of Thai performing arts. May heaven's infinite blessings be with you and the kind people of Thailand and the United States.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Avjo, which means goodbye in Gujarati.
May celestial harmonies bring grace and upliftment to your life.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following a 30% minimum wage increase in 2010 to help raise the nation's living standards, Algerian Prime Minister Ahmed Ouyahia announces another 20% raise, effective January 2012.
The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, donates $120 million in food supplies to assist millions of drought-affected residents in Ethiopia, with another $1.2 million being offered as low-interest loans to encourage farmers as well.
In a project that brought together data from 57 of the largest radio telescopes in the world, Swedish astronomers discover an unprecedented 7 supernovae, or luminous exploding stars, existing simultaneously in a galaxy 250 million light-years from Earth.
Inspector John Knight of the UK's Royal Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals is remarkably guided by feline Jolie, who had been rescued after being thrown from a car, as she meows and runs ahead to lead him to the location of her four baby kittens so that they could also be saved.
Turkey sends an ambulance plane to Misurata, Libya, to transport 22 injured persons in need of medical treatment to the southern Turkish city of Adana, bringing the total to more than 500 who have been flown to the country for emergency medical care thus far.
Governor Jerry Brown of California, USA, signs a bill banning the potential carcinogen bisphenol A, or BPA, from the manufacture or sale of baby bottles and sippy cups to protect children's health and development.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.